Hello! Welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And Mike.
All right, so the last time we saw you, yesterday,
Yes.
we talked about Easter.
That's right. It's the big holiday for Christian people. It happens in the spring. Now, Easter's a little different from Christmas and Halloween. It's kind of like Chinese New Year. It changes, the day changes every year, doesn't
Yes,
it?
it
It
does.
moves around a little bit because it has to be on a Monday, a Sunday and a Monday, right? And it's what, the first Monday in April? The second Monday in the third
I think
Monday?
it's the third.
Something like
And
that.
it changes so much that it happens to be in March and April sometimes, and you get confused.
But it's always on a Monday, right? But people also have a celebration on the Friday before.
Right, it's called Good Friday.
That's right, and people will often get Monday off. Monday might be a holiday.
And the best way to remember Easter for me is to look at the new calendar.
Oh,
It's
okay.
always printed on there.
Just like with Chinese New Year. Every year it's a little bit different, so you have to come. When does it start this year? So you have to check that out. But it's always usually in April, in the springtime,
Exactly.
and it's a big holiday for Christian people. So we'll find out more about it with Jeffrey and Pat right now.
Okay.
Happy Easter!
Did you hide all of your eggs?
Yes, but I don't really understand what's going on. What's an egg hunt?
At Easter, parents hide eggs around the house or garden, and kids look for them.
What do they do when they find them?
You can win prizes for finding the most eggs.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Also, some of our eggs are chocolate. You can eat all the ones you find.
Now you're talking. Let's start searching.
I have 5 eggs and you have 6. There should be one more.
I found it. I am the winner.
Around. Around. I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside. I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside. Most. Most. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23. Search. Search. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them. Winner. Winner. Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school. Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school.
Okay, so Pat and Jeffrey are outside.
Oh,
so
okay.
last time they were painting eggs inside.
That's
Now
right.
they are outside, and I believe they're actually doing the Easter hunt.
It's
The egg
interesting.
hunt.
I noticed Jeffrey had his hat on. He really likes that hat.
Yeah, you wonder why.
Some people would say you shouldn't wear a hat inside, but, things have changed. But he really likes that hat.
I've always heard you're not supposed to wear a hat when eating a meal.
Yeah, that's what they say, but of course people do now.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, you're not wearing a hat at all.
I know. Well, normally I do.
Oh, I see.
But not
Okay.
when I talk to you kids.
Okay, well, that's good. Also, when you go to a church or a temple, like for Easter, you shouldn't wear a hat.
Yeah, I might wear a hat there.
Take that off. All right, anyways. So Pat and Jeffrey are talking about the eggs. Remember, they were going to hide the eggs and then look for them or hunt for them. So Pat asks, did you hide all of your eggs?
And all of your something is actually Ingwen Kwaitong.
Oh, great.
It's so early.
All
right,
well,
well, let's look at it.
Let's do it now.
英文,
太空, oh
yeah! Hello, 大家好，我是 Polly。 在英文里面，我们是不是常听到 some of, all of, most of 之类的用法呢？ 那这些在 of 前面的数量代名词到底应该怎么用呢？ 我们赶快来学一学。 好，所以 some s o m e some 直接当形容词用的话，大家应该都不陌生。例如呢，一些书我们就直接说 some books， 或者一些钱就是 some money。但是如果我要说我有一些朋友很喜欢看电影，这里的一些朋友指的是所有我朋友这个大的群体里面的其中一些朋友。所以这个时候呢，英文我们就要说 some of my friends。 Some of my friends， 在这里的some 就变成代名词，而且记得some 后面一定要加 of， 只要some 等等的可数数量代名词加上了 of， 就有限定范围的用途哦。所以呢，整句话的英文就是 Some of my friends really like watching movies. Some of my friends really like watching movies. 那么 of 后面的名词也可以直接用代名词替代，但是一定要用受格哦。所以这句话我们不能说 some of they， 要说 some of them， T H E M， some of them。 所以整句话就是 some of them really like watching movies。 好，那当然除了 some 之外，还有很多其他的数量代名词也可以放在 of 的前面。例如，如果我要说，这一张专辑里面所有的歌都非常好听。 所有的我就可以用 all of 来表达。 All of the songs on that album are amazing. All of the songs on that album are amazing. 好，我再来举最后一个例子。如果我要说我听的大部分的乐团都是女主唱领军的，那么大部分的我们应该用什么字呢？ 没错，就是 most， 所以大部分的就是 most of。 Most of， 那么刚刚那句话翻成英文就是 Most of the bands I listen to are with female lead singers. Most of the bands I listen to are with female lead singers. 好，所以我们今天学习的是这些数量代名词的用法，有像 some of， 有一些，或者 all of， 所有的，或者 most of， 大部分的。 所以这一些数量代名词其实还有其他的字哦，大家可以去找出来，而且一定要多复习，并且把它用在生活当中。So I believe all of you have learned a lot today. So I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Okay, so Jeffrey and Pat are looking for the eggs, and Jeffrey says, yes, but I don't really understand what's going on. What's an egg hunt?
It's kind of strange, right? Oh, normally people keep the eggs in the fridge, take them out, make something, have breakfast, and that's about it. But Pat has brought them outside. They're hiding the eggs. And Jeffrey's, he's a good sport, right? Yeah. A good sport means he's doing it and he doesn't really know why, but he's still doing it. So good for you. He's like, why are we doing this? Well, Pat explains, these are perfectly good eggs. Pat tells him, at Easter, parents, that's your mom and dad, of course, hide eggs around the house or the garden, and then the kids will go look for them.
Okay, but Pat and Pat's Jeffrey an are not kids.
Well, I know, but a Pat is just introducing his tradition
to Jeffrey. Or maybe Pat is a kid at heart.
There you go.
So that means inside and in his mind, he thinks he's a child.
He loves all the things that kids like, even though he's a little bit older. But that's true. For an Easter egg hunt, parents will hide the eggs, or maybe in a school, the teachers will hide the eggs.
Right.
And then the kids will run around trying to find them. And of course, when I was young, I'd want to find more than my sister. And then you'd, you know, I got one.
So was she younger?
It was a lot of fun. She was older than me, she usually was the winner. But
and the when Pat explains, he says around, this preposition, and it means surrounding someone or something. So when he says around the house, he means here's the house, and then around would be everywhere outside of the house.
Oh, I see.
Or sometimes inside, it could be.
Just in many places. So there's not one place where you can't find them. They're kind of all over the place.
Right.
All right. Around, A-R-O-U-N-D, A-R-O-U-N-D.
Right. I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside.
That will keep you warm.
It does.
Okay, so Jeffrey's, he's understanding now the tradition. He says, what do they do when they find them? So we hide the eggs, then the kids find them, and then what do they do after they find all these eggs?
Well, Pat says, you can win prizes for finding the most eggs.
There you go. So you want to go quickly and find as many as you can. If you find the most, that is the largest number, the biggest number, then you would get a prize.
Exactly.
So, for example, if I found 15 eggs and my sister found 18, she would have found the most.
She would have.
That's the biggest number. M-O-S-T. M-O-S-T.
Okay. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23. Wow, that's a lot. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23.
And then he dies. 23 hot dogs in a minute?
Whew.
I couldn't eat 23 hot dogs in an hour.
I couldn't eat 23 hot dogs in a day.
That would probably be difficult, too.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, that is a large number.
I hope
that is the most.
I hope.
Yeah. Back to the Easter eggs.
Right.
Jeffrey says, okay, that sounds like fun. So hiding them and then finding them, that sounds like fun.
And getting a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Pat says, also, some of our eggs are chocolate.
Ooh, great.
You can eat all the ones you find.
Oh, okay. So some of the eggs are the real ones. Remember, they painted and decorated them. Some of them are like the chocolate rabbit you told
us
about.
Exactly, yes.
Are chocolate eggs.
And, of course, you can eat eggs and you can eat chocolate.
That's right. There you go. Isn't that interesting?
And Jeffrey, after hearing he can eat all these things, he goes, now you're talking.
Well, sure they're talking. They're not writing. They're not sending text messages. They're talking. There's together. So, of course, they're talking.
Oh, well, now you're talking is kind of like a phrase. It means, you're saying something I understand and can that I like.
So if someone says, like, let's go see a movie, and you want to see a movie,
you'd say, now you're talking.
Oh, so that means you're talking, you're saying something I enjoy, something I agree with.
But if I said, let's go to the doctor, you're not going to say, now you're talking.
Oh, okay.
No.
Or if you just said, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Well, then that's...
Now you're talking. Now he's not talking. That would be weird. So it's when someone says something and you agree, you think, that's great. Hey, now you're talking.
Right.
Let's start searching, he says.
Okay, so search. We see searching.
Mm-hmm.
And to search is to try to find something or someone that is hidden or you can't find easily.
Kind of like the word we saw yesterday, to hunt for something.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so again, if you lose something, if you can't find it, and you're looking carefully, we might use this verb, to search.
Exactly. Last time you lost your keys, and you said you were hunting for them.
Right.
Well, now we can say you're searching for your keys.
That's exactly right.
So we spell search, S-E-A-R-C-H. S-E-A-R-C-H.
For example, search. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them, and I still can't find them. My feet are so cold.
Right now?
Oh, terribly, terribly cold.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's go on.
Okay. Pat says, I have 5 eggs, and you have 6. There should be one more.
Oh, so there were 5, 6, now there's 11, but there should be 12.
Right.
So one's missing. And then Jeffrey looks around, I found it! I am the winner!
Right, and I think the last egg is actually under that hat he's been wearing.
Oh, that Jeffrey. He
was Do you think Jeffrey put it under there?
I think he's been keeping it there for months.
What a cheater.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty smelly egg, if you ask me. But because he found 7 eggs and Pat found 5, he's the winner.
Exactly.
The winner is someone who is number one in a game. If you win and the other person loses, that means you have more points or you did better than they did. So, of course, when you play a game, you'd like to be the winner. W-I-N-N-E-R. W-I-N-N-E-R.
Okay, exactly. And Jamie, in our example sentence, Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school.
Oh, so he spelled more of the words correctly than all of the other people.
Exactly.
Good for you, Jamie.
Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school.
That's fantastic. He must have been spelling very, very well that day
to
be the winner.
But if it was a word like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and he's the only one that spelled it, he would be the winner.
Hey, is that a real word?
No.
Well, of course then he couldn't spell that word.
It's true.
Yeah.
He couldn't.
I hope the word was a little bit easier than that. But if he could spell that word, he should be the winner.
Exactly.
He's probably the best speller in the whole world.
Exactly. So I do want to also teach them other things. We have the winner. That's
winner.
The person that did the best.
Number one. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then the person that is the lowest score, the one with the lowest score is... The loser.
L-O-S-E-R. Loser. L-O-S-E-R.
Okay, now, here's the other question.
Yes.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I think I'm going to trick you.
Uh-oh.
And I'll be the winner.
Okay.
What happens if Pat, who had 5 eggs,
right,
and Jeffrey, who had 6 eggs,
yeah,
and Pat finds the other egg, and they both have 6.
They would both have 6 eggs.
Right.
Then there would be no winner and no loser.
What would there be?
There would be a tie.
Oh, a tie. Exactly.
A tie.
That's what I wanted to see.
Okay.
Tie. T-I-E.
That's right. When the number at the end is the same or equal, then you have a tie. No winner, no loser, and everyone's kind of happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up there. We'll be back with a little bit more about Easter.
Okay. I'm actually enjoying this article about Easter egg hunting.
Right.
I'm wondering, would you like to play Easter egg hunt, or would you like to do one?
Have you hidden some Easter eggs around here?
Not yet.
Oh, well then it's going to be hard.
Well,
how can I look for something that's not there? I will be the loser. I can't find something that's not there. This is a terrible game.
I have an idea where we're both winners.
Okay.
If I find it.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Yeah.
You will be a winner.
Okay.
We can go searching for your missing slippers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we'd have to go to my house. And you know what? I think my dog might have eaten them.
Oh.
I'm starting to think, because my dog smells very bad.
Oh, and your slippers
smelled really bad. My slippers smelled very bad, so I'm starting to think. Maybe.
I think your dog's going to get a bellyache.
Could be. That will be a good lesson for him. Don't eat my slippers, you stupid dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's how you celebrate Easter, not with a dog and slippers, but with Easter eggs, Easter egg hunts, chocolate, and all sorts of good stuff.
Right.
So, happy Easter to everyone, and we'll
see
you next time.
Bye.
A+小聚会。大家好，我是Evita， 欢迎收看A+小聚会。 同学们，你们有听过一首台语歌叫做《爱拼才会赢》吗？其中有一段是这样唱的：人生何必是海上的波浪，有时起，有时落，好运歹运总嘛就去。哦，好，这样就够了，是不是？好。 那其实呢，刚刚的意思啊是这样子：人生好比是海上的波浪，有起有落嘛。Success is not final, failure is not fatal. Success is not final, failure is not fatal. 字面上的意思就是成功不是最后，失败不是注定的。这句话可是丘吉尔说过的名言诶，他是20世纪。 最重要的政治领袖之一，在文学上也有很高的成就，在1953年荣获过诺贝尔文学奖哦。他可是获选有史以来最伟大的英国人。Success is not final, failure is not fatal. 成功不是结局，失败也并非末日。这句话真的很有道理耶。 同学们，最重要的是有没有勇气继续前进。好啦，那再复习一下，爱拼才会赢。一时是一时不免怨叹，一时落魄不免感叹。Happy Easter！
Did you hide all of your eggs？
Yes, but I don't really understand what's going on. What's an egg hunt?
At Easter, parents hide eggs around the house or garden, and kids look for them.
What do they do when they find them?
You can win prizes for finding the most eggs.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Also, some of our eggs are chocolate. You can eat all the ones you find.
Now you're talking. Let's start searching.
I have 5 eggs and you have 6. There should be one more.
I found it. I am the winner.
Around. Around. I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside. I like to put a scarf around my neck when it's cold outside. Most. Most. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23. The most hot dogs Nathan can eat in a minute is 23. Search. Search. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them. I couldn't find my slippers, so I searched my room for them. Winner. Winner. Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school. Jamie is the winner of the spelling bee at school.